الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبي المصطفى. ما بعد, حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to a new session with Lakal. And as we have already spoken before about توحيد الربوبية and توحيد الألوهية, and we have explained each one of them. Now today we want to put some emphasis about the differences and the similarities, or not similarities, the relations between Tawheed or between Tawheed al-Rububiyyah and al-Uluhiyyah. Now, we already spoken about Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, and we said that Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is to believe about your Lord what He subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to believe about Him. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is to believe about your Lord what your Lord wants from you to believe about Him. That is called Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. That is called Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. So Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, once again, just before we continue, I don't know if the sound is clear to you or not. Right. So we said that Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is to believe about your Lord what your Lord wants from you to believe about Him. Can we have that written on the board, please? Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Believe about your Lord what your Lord wants from you to believe about Him. Now, how do we explain this? We already gone through this, but let's go through it once again. Your Lord wants from you to believe that there is no one, no creator but Him, no sustainer but Him, no controller of the whole universe but Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you believe so, if you believe about your Lord so, then you have the Tawheed of al-Rububiyyah. Because you are singling out the Lord, the controller of all this universe. So you believe that it is only one who controls all this universe, then this is called Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Now, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah must lead to Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Must lead to Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, otherwise it is meaningless or benefitless. So, the definition of Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, which should be done, is that you worship your Lord by what He wants you to worship Him with, without sitting any partners to him in worship. Is that clear? Tawheed al-Uluhiyya is to worship your Lord by what your Lord wants you to worship him with, without setting up any partners or associates along with him in worship. Say once again, you please type it. Tawheed al-Uluhiyya is to worship your Lord with what your Lord wants you to worship him with, avoiding having any associates or partners along with him in worship. Can I see this a little? I repeat one thing. I want it to be written so then I can explain. I want it to be typed so then I can explain. Tawheed al-Uluhiyya is to worship your Lord with or by what your Lord wants you to worship him with or by, without having or setting up a partner or associate with him in worship. Can this be child, please? Okay. Tawheed al-Uluhiyya is to worship, and is to worship your Lord by what he wants you to worship him with, avoiding having any associates or partners with him in worship. Excellent. Let's look to this definition now. Have the definition of al-Rububiyya. Tawheed al-Rububiyya is to believe. Now, there's nothing you do, you just believe. It's in the heart. To believe about your Lord, what your Lord wants from you to believe about him. So it's not up to you, it's not left to you to believe as you like. No, it is as what he subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to believe about it. As he described himself and gave the attributes of himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you believe. Wait. There comes the thing that you have to act, you have to do, which is called Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. And in other meaning they call it to single out Allah and Godhood. So the first one is to single out Allah in Lordship. Here, to single out Allah in Godhood. What does this mean? As I said, it is to worship your Lord. It is to worship your Lord. Who is your Lord? Allah. So you have to worship. That is one point. So if you believe but you don't worship, this belief is useless. It's benefitless. It is worthless. Trying to be a kind of hujjah or proof against you that you knew but you did not do. Wait. So we said Tawheed al-Uluhiyya is to worship your Lord. So you have to worship. And I mean, when I say your Lord, I mean Allah. I don't mean your Lord, the Christian go and worship the Lord, the Jew worship and go and worship the Lord, the Hindus go and worship the Lord, the Buddhists go and worship. No, I mean you as a mankind, whole mankind. There's only one Lord, which is Allah. So Tawheed al-Uluhiyya is to worship your Lord who is Allah. So you got to worship. You cannot stop worshiping. Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فاعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. Worship your Lord until death approaches you. اليقين there is not certainty, it's death which is a certain matter. طيب. It is to worship your Lord, Allah. But how? Not up to you. Again, it's not up to you. Play. You are driven. You are told what to do. It's not up to you. Look. By what He wants you to worship Him with. That is excellent. How can I know that? My Lord, my God, Allah did not tell me, did not talk to me. It's true. But Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. We have sent to every nation a messenger, calling them to worship Allah and avoid the false deities. And He, Allah Ta'ala, sent you the messengers supported with the revelation and the books that He sent with them to show you how to worship. And He, Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, said to you, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever the messenger brought to you, so take it. And whatever he forbid for you, so avoid it. So then how I worship? How do I worship? You worship your Lord the way He told you through His messenger. Those who go to the grave and worship the grave, do they worship as their Lord told them? Prove it for me. Where Allah Ta'ala says you go to the grave and worship? Where the Prophet Sallallahu used to go to the grave and worship? Where the companions did go to the grave of the Prophet Sallallahu and worship? But it is to worship Allah as He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us, as what He said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. So you pray the way He did pray. لِتَأْخُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Take your rituals of Hajj from me. So you do the Hajj and Umrah rituals the way the Prophet ﷺ did them. Also you fast like he fast. You give out the charity, the zakah, the way he did. You do the optional worships the way he did. You do not exceed the limits, the boundaries of worship or of following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the fourth type of the fourth category of tawheed that we are going to take later on, inshallah. As I told you before, we have three categories of tawheed related to Allah. Tawheed al-rububiyyah, which as I just said, is to believe about your Lord, what your Lord wants from you to believe about Him. So it is a belief only. Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, which is to worship your Lord by what He wants you to worship Him with, having no associates, having no any associates, or avoiding having any associates or partners with Him in worship. And then we have the third category of Tawheed, which relates to Allah, which is about His names and attributes, Asma wa Sifat. And then we have the fourth category of Tawheed, which is Tawheed Al-Mutaba'a, the complete submission and following to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So do we know the difference between Rububiyya and Uluhiyya? Do we understand how we fulfill Rububiyya? Let me ask you one question now. Those who go to the awliya in their graves, those who go to the magicians, those who go to the fortune tellers, do they believe that Allah alone can do these things for them? Those who go to the awliya and ask them for wealth, health, children, whatsoever, the Jannah or whatever. Those who go to the magicians and ask them to make their wives love them, or the wife go and ask the magician to make her husband love her, or whatsoever. Those who go to the fortune teller to tell them about the future and unseen. Do they believe that Allah alone can do that? No. They don't believe that Allah alone. They believe that the magician can do. Same what Allah can do. They believe that the fortune teller can do. Same what Allah can do. They believe that the prophets or awliya in their graves can do like what Allah can do. So that is a major defect in their creed, in their aqidah, that might lead to the blazing fire, wal-iyadu billah. To hear, we end up our session today in La Kal, Learn, Act and Call, the topic of Tawheed, or the relation between Tawheed al-Rububiyya and Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, and how to implement both of them. May Allah Ta'ala preserve us all upon the Tawheed. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Jazakum Allahu khair.